Hi everybody, it's The Secret Subject here, and this is me ranting and raving into a microphone until I come up with something. Who knows what it'll be. So every time I've done these freestyle sessions with The Secret Subject, something kind of magical has happened. So what I like to do is every so often I kind of have a day when I'm feeling a little bit uninspired. And I know that's like, must be a shocker. Wow, Secret Subject is not thinking of secret crazy ideas to hypnotize us all the time. Well, actually, no, she's not. And lately I've been feeling a little bit down. So what I wanted to do was just start freestyling for you a little something and just kind of get my kind of energy out there and just see what happens. So I'm going to tell you a little story. This is a story about what happened recently, and we'll just take it from there and see what happens. So it's interesting because I've been doing a show recently, and it gets quite monotonous, you know, the routine of being in a show, because you go to the theatre, you do your show, you come home, you take off all your makeup, you try and relax and unwind, but you can't because obviously all your energy has been pumped up from the show, and then you fall asleep at 3 a.m. And I did this day in, day out for 3 weeks straight. And I have to say, by the end of it, it was quite exhausting. And I wonder if you can imagine how that might feel to have something that huge happen every single day. So you go to the theatre, you put all your energy onto that stage, you pump yourself up, you just give 150% of yourself to that show, and then you come home and you just feel like, that's right. That feeling of just being so exhausted, you just can't even function anymore. And I wonder if you can imagine how that feels like. That state of sheer exhaustion. That state of being so completely tired, sleepy, drowsy, that you just need to give it all up and just relax. That's right. And you can imagine right now how that might feel, how that might look, how that might sound through sighs. Right, through gentle breaths in and out, as your shoulders relax, as your body relaxes, you just sigh and let everything go, let all that tension go. You see, when you're performing in a show, there's just so much energy, so much tension, so much everything built up inside of you, and the second you get home, the second you finally get to relax, you could just unwind and just breathe it out. And you know what I started doing from the show? I started taking bubble baths every single night. Firstly, because the doctor told me to, and secondly, because they're just so relaxing. You can imagine the water running, the steam evaporating off the bath, as you feel the warm water caressing your skin, the bubbles popping ever so gently in the background as you just sink into it, and you breathe, and you feel all your muscles relax. And something I like to do is I like to put candles on the edge of the bath, turn off all the lights, and you can imagine that dimly lit room, staring at the gently flickering candlelight, as you lie in the bath and just breathe and just experience every single bit of relaxation in that moment. How good would that feel right now as you imagine it? The warm water lapping at your skin, caressing each and every single part of you. That's right. Caressing your feet, all the way up your legs, your hips, your torso, your back, your neck, your head. Breathing in the steam off the bath, that's right. As your body is caressed by the bubbly, warm water. And it just feels so good, so relaxing, so calming, that's right. And perhaps you could imagine what it feels like to then get out of the bath, curl yourself up in a nice, warm dressing gown, and curl up in bed, and perhaps we can make this more fun. You see, I've been wanting to make a gentle femdom file for a long time. Something I really enjoy about gentle femdom is the art of domination in such a caring and nurturing way. It's something that resonates quite deeply with me. You see, I like when my subs are happy. I like to see a submissive with a smile on their face, comfortable and cozy, but yet so completely controlled. Like right now, as you curl up in that bed, you could imagine me there with you, couldn't you? You could imagine me walking over to you and seeing you curled up on the bed, sitting down on the edge and patting my lap gently, saying, "Come here, curl up on my lap." And as you do, you can feel your head resting gently on my thigh. I've been told I have very comfortable thighs. What do you think? And then I can just gently run my fingers through your hair, massaging your scalp, making tiny circles with my nails, as I stare down at you and say, "Oh, you've been so good." And look at you all comfortable and cozy, curled up in my lap. That's right. You are so very good. And you can start to notice that feeling of submission swelling up inside you, mingling with the feelings of relaxation, of comfort. Because let's face it, in this moment they're all intertwined, mingling with each other, stirring up inside you as my fingers caress your scalp more and more and more. And then I say, "Turn onto your back, hun." And as you do, you notice me reaching out to take one of your hands. You see, there's something fun with creating anchors. Anchors are little triggers that you can put in people that remind them of something, that take them back to a moment, like right now, as I hold your hand and smile down at you, because you are being so good and submissive for me. Look at you, all comfortable and cozy. I like that. And as I take your hand, I take my other hand, and with my index finger, I draw some tiny circles on it. And you can feel that gentle pressure of that spiral I'm drawing around and around and around on your hand. And you might start to notice that how each and every time I do that, each and every time I circle around, and around, and around, just like that, you start to feel relaxed, comfortable, safe, and submissive, knowing that you are completely and helplessly controlled, yet so comfortable and relaxed, yet so cozy and safe here with me. As I continue to circle around and around and around, and you feel with each and every single little circle, your mind starts to fade more and more and more. That's right. And it is so easy just to feel that feeling of relaxation, that feeling of comfort, that feeling of complete and total submission. From being so comforted, safe with me. That's right. Oh, you're doing so well. You're being so good for me. As I continue to make those little circles on your hand, as you start to drift off deeper and deeper and deeper into submission, deeper and deeper and deeper into trance, deeper and deeper and deeper into comfort and relaxation, as you feel so good in this moment. As I smile down at you and hold your hand, I stop making the circles and I look at you and I say, "But you and I both know each and every time I press that button on your hand, you just drift off into trance. Even deeper than you were the last time, even deeper than the last time you went into trance. And each time I do press this button, you find yourself sinking deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into that feeling of comfort, into that feeling of relaxation. Because it just feels so good as I take my thumb and press that button now." And everything fades to black. As your mind just drifts off into trance, as your eyes close completely, as the vision of me fades from your mind, as you just are left with feelings, sounds like the sound of my voice guiding you deeper and deeper into the abyss, deeper and deeper and deeper down into trance, that's right. Knowing that you are so completely controlled, so completely comfortable, so completely relaxed and submissive for me. That's right, and you are so good. I'm so proud of you for doing so well. And for this, I'm going to give you a little treat. Because you have been so good listening to my story. Because you have been so good listening to the sound of my voice. I'm going to treat you to a new trigger. Because this little hand trick is our little secret. But I'm going to allow you to tell anybody that you trust, anybody that you feel completely and totally comfortable with telling this trigger to. When you are in a place where you and that person decide is safe and comfortable enough for you to have a moment in trance, and you trust this person enough to let them take you into trance, then you can find that if they start to make that circle on your hand, the back of your hand, when you and they have both decided that it is time, then you can find that those little circles just start to take you down, down, down. And you and I both know that if they press that button on your hand, it will just take you down into a nice deep trance like you are right now. Comfortable, safe. A little bit submissive if that's what your relationship is with this person, but depending on who they are, you might not need that. For now, very submissive. But I'll let your subconscious mind decide when it's appropriate to add that in or not. Do you understand? Very, very good. And if you accept, and your subconscious mind accepts and understands the suggestion, when you wake up, you'll find that each and every time you pass that trigger onto somebody that you trust, your subconscious mind trusts with this trigger. And you are in a place that is safe and comfortable where you have both agreed that it is time to try it out. Then you can try it and see what it's like. But for now, I'll just let you relax into that feeling of comfort for a little while longer. And I'm going to give your subconscious a choice. That's right, a choice. So, in a moment, this file will end. And either your subconscious mind will count to 10 and wake you up, easily, effortlessly, remembering each and every single thing we did, totally refreshed and energized. Or you can stay in trance for a little while longer. Or perhaps you're ready to drift off to sleep, and that's okay too. And your mind will just do that. Your subconscious mind is so good and it knows exactly what it needs to do for you right now. So, as always, keep it.